California Ag Today, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. There are vast areas of tree fruit throughout the central San Joaquin Valley, and there's certainly many things going on in those orchards to get these fruit trees ready for next year's production. Randy Ratke is a pest control advisor for the Reedley-based Gardetulian Company. One thing is that they're finishing up pruning, and they're getting ready to put on their dormant sprays.
Putting copper on or Xyram on peaches and nectarines for leaf curl and shot hole. Those would be two of the options on there, especially if you've got early varieties, early leaf pushers. You know, this would be a good time to get onto those varieties if you've got your pruning done. Get prepared because sometimes they'll surprise you when they'll start pushing leaves and you're already behind.
Now Ratke turns to cherry trees.
You're getting Dormex on or Can 17 on in January.
And the cherry growers are preparing an early dormant spray.
Doing an early dormant spray right now, getting ready. If we haven't done it, getting ready for that. So, because we want a buffer time between putting your oil on and copper on those trees and your Dormex.
And of course, this time of year is the start of any herbicide treatments. Now that the leaves are off the trees and the leaves have been blown off the berm, which enable the herbicides to make good contact with the soil, and of course, no leaves on the tree that could be damaged. So it's a good time to start putting those herbicides down if you haven't started yet.
A lot of winter weeds have come up now since we've had some rain. So it's places where there's a little weedy. Now's the time to get after that so it doesn't get out of control.
Again, that's Randy Ratke, a PCA with Gardetulian. Research is underway to find new uses of almond hulls and shells. Brian German has the report.
The Almond Board of California announced a research program evaluating alternative uses for the hulls, shells, and other woody material from almond trees. Currently, the hulls are used as livestock feed, and the shells are often used as livestock bedding. So far, the co-products of almonds are showing great potential for use in cosmetics, pharmaceuticals, and even plastics. When heated to high temperatures, almond shells can produce a charcoal-like product with the potential to be used in the creation of biodegradable plastics.
Agricultural associations are formally pushing back on that new regulation restricting spraying near schools. Lauren Dutra has the report.
The Fresno-based Western Agricultural Processors Association submitted formal comments to the California Department of Pesticide Regulation, opposing the proposed regulations that would mandate a quarter-mile buffer zone restricting numerous applications from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., including air blast, aerial, and sprinkler chemigation around school sites and registered tile daycare facilities.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
Fear not. It's a fact that President-elect Donald Trump is a real champion for ag. In fact, Tom Nassif with Western Growers Association is on his transition team. He said it's going to be a real game changer for agriculture, especially for the farmers in California. Spanning the state and bringing you the voice of agriculture from vineyards, orchards, and fields. More news at CaliforniaAgToday.com. You're listening to California Ag Today.